me share a little bit with you about my connection to Native American spirituality and the kind of focus of this presentation. I did grow up in Potawatomi land in southwestern Lower Michigan. And South Bend area is also Potawatomi land. And it's hard for me to explain, but it's just always felt that way to me. I think there's so much history on the land that it's hard not to feel those ancestors, whether or not that's my own heritage. And amazingly enough, I just sent away an ancestry DNA kit and should have had the results by now. But for some reason, the testing didn't work on the sample I sent to them. So I have to spit in the tube again. So I'm as yet unknown about whether I have Native American heritage, not to my knowledge, but I'm going to be real curious to find out. When I came to South Bend, I made a very good friend and coworker who is of Lakota heritage, whose mother had been one of the Lakota children adopted from one of the reservations in South Dakota and didn't know that she was Native because she was adopted as an infant to a white European family. And actually, my friend found out after her mother died that her mother had been Lakota and that she was half Lakota. And that's been very meaningful to her. I also have two Cherokee teachers, one of whom died earlier this year, who have both been amazing elders and mentors for me. And I'd like to honor both Mom Feather Erickson and Ginny Null today. We also honor Mom Feather in a spiritual center in Mishawaka, which is adjacent to South Bend, every month. She used to come and teach there on a regular basis. When actually, people from our area met Mom Feather. Some of you may know about the TEAM conference that used to happen at Northeastern Illinois University. Dan, I'm blanking on his last name. Does anybody know, have any affiliation with what I'm talking about? It was a conference on how to use more interactive and place-based educational strategies in classrooms in higher education. And so a lot of it was based on kind of native truths, because natives don't teach by talking. They teach by having you do it, right? By mentoring, by experiencing. So I always bring some concerns about cultural appropriation. To my knowledge, I'm not native. I don't ever try to pretend that I am or that I know as much as someone who has been raised in the traditional ways. But it's also the only spiritual path that has ever really made sense to me personally and that resonates with every part of my being. So that's the love and the intention that I bring when I talk about Native American issues, which still gets tricky sometimes. So I hope you can appreciate that as we move forward. So one of my helpful muses in this presentation was Fred Gustafson, who's an analyst affiliated with this institute, who wrote a book called Dancing Between Two Worlds. Fred, who I don't know well personally, I've only met once or twice, has spent a great deal of time with natives in South Dakota and has been part of Sun Dancing for many, many years. He points out, which is something I hear my Native friends say all my time, all my relations or all my relatives, which actually comes from Lakota, is kind of like a creed that reflects people's beliefs that the universe is united as one family. And therefore, there's this ethical commitment to live responsibly, because not only are we relatives to other people, but also to the animals, four-legged animals. People are two-legged. Plants are one-legged, right? They have a root. So you'll often hear natives refer to the natural world in that way, as opposed to such a large distinction between humans and the rest of the living things in the world. And so I thought this quote from Jung also resonated with that. As scientific understanding has grown, so our world has become dehumanized. Man feels himself isolated in the cosmos because he is no longer involved in nature and has lost his emotional, unconscious identity with natural phenomena. These have slowly lost their symbolic implications. No river contains a spirit. No voices now speak to man from stones, plants, and animals, nor does he speak to them, believing they can hear. His contact with nature has gone. And with it has gone the profound emotional energy that this symbolic connection supplied.